Welcome back. It's 8:39. It's a Thursday morning. It's August 13, 2015. Catholic Connection. Glad you're with us. 877-573-7825. One of the issues that kept coming up the last 2.5 days at the Courage Conference that was held by the Archdiocese of Detroit, Courage, Sacred Heart Major Seminary, Theology of the Body, and also yours truly, Ave Maria Radio, one of the themes that kept coming up and why so many people are struggling with this issue of sexual confusion, whether it be same-sex attraction or transgender issues. And I just have to, again, talk about the opening address by Father Paul Cech from Courage, which was just phenomenal. He said it's not really about sexuality. It's about identity, because people don't know who they are in Christ. And Father John said this at his talk yesterday, preaching about the topic from the pulpit. They don't know who they are because they don't know him. And that's why having events like we're going to discuss this morning with the founder of Christ Life, Dave Nodar, who is also the director, are so, so important. And there is a beautiful training event coming up at Sacred Heart Major Seminary. We'll give you all the details. But first, let me say hello again to Dave Nodar from Christ Life. Hi, Dave. Hi. How are you?
Good, Teresa. How are you this morning?
I'm good. And we're so glad you're coming back to the Motor City. Let's talk a little bit about what I just explained to you. We just came back from a powerful conference that was held here in the Detroit area. You may have even heard about it. But that idea of people not really knowing their identity. So they're looking for their identity in all these different areas because they don't know their identity in Christ and they don't know him. Can you pick up on that a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, that's the foundational piece that so many people, including many Christians, don't understand, that we are children of God in virtue of what Christ has done for us, the power that he gives us through his death and rising to live new lives, and understanding at the foundation of that is there's a Father who loves us and has created us and made us to be his. And that's foundational. You know, think about the opening lines of Pope Francis' Joy of the Gospel. The joy of the gospel, he says, fills the hearts and lives of all who encounter Jesus. You know, it really is the essence of our Christian faith, of our Catholic faith, is this idea that we are children of God. And there's so many who really haven't had a conversion in terms of their mindset, their understanding of who they are.
What happened in your life? Give us a little background, because you began Christ Life in 1995, but you had a powerful experience with Jesus and decided to go further in your efforts. You were very involved in the renewal movement for almost 2 decades and decided, okay, I have to do something a little bit differently here and see what else I could do to help others. So what happened?
Yeah, well, you know, I was raised in a Catholic family. This is way back in the 60s. I was following the whole way of the Beatles and the whole hippie scene as a teenager, playing in rock and roll groups. And what was offered as life really was bankrupt. I found myself with a great deep ache inside and started to search. And because of some great people, both in my family as well as a young newly ordained priest and a fellow hippie who was just recently baptized as a Christian, I came to see that, you know, Jesus is the one who can change our lives. I was trying to get my life together. I started to realize I was off track, and I started trying to put it together myself and was having a very difficult time. That's actually bad news when we just try to get it together on our own power. But came to a point where this young man said to me, Jesus changed my life and he can change yours. And I came to a point where I made a decision that he helped me understand that you can make this commitment to Christ. That was the transforming point in my life, that the ripe old age of 20 years old, March 1971. And the significant thing, Teresa, was I found myself saying, Jesus, I never want to leave you again. Well, I never related to the Lord like that prior to that encounter. And what happened was really, because I was baptized and confirmed, all of a sudden, there's fire, there's the reality. And the most important thing that happened to me was knowing there's a Father in heaven who loves me personally, knows Dave uniquely, forgives my sins, and gives me this power to live a totally different life than the one I was living, knowing he loves me. So that's the sort of starting point that's taken us on this journey personally, but also in terms of helping others to know that there's a God who loves them and that Jesus calls us to be his disciples, to be his followers who share the love of God with others.
Why do you think, and I ask people with backgrounds like yours this question all the time, as well as our religious, just so I can have a better understanding in my own efforts to preach the good news, why do you think there are so many people still in the pews? And our Archbishop was very, very honest in this beautiful letter he wrote to priests and deacons about preaching. Why do you think so many people in the pews still don't know that God loves them? They hear it all the time, right? Because even in the scriptures, it's very clear because that's repeated over and over again. So the words are there, but they don't have this sense of God loving them.
Yeah, I think a real important issue we face in our parishes is helping people to connect. Okay, so Pope Francis is saying, I invite all Christians everywhere at this moment to a renewed personal encounter with Jesus Christ. Well, the question is, how?
Right.
How do I do that? What does that mean?
Right.
Right.
What does that mean?
So you know, in the homilies and in religious education at every level and in equipping parishioners, they have to be able to say, this is how you do it. This is the point. You know, St. John Paul talked about conversion means accepting by a personal decision the saving sovereignty of Christ and becoming his disciple. Well, it's that acceptance. It's the renewal of what happened at baptism by our sponsors standing in the place of faith. Now we're saying, I own this. Jesus, I want you to be the Lord. I want you to be the Savior of my life. And I want to begin to follow you because you've given me grace, power to live a totally different life than the way I've been living it just on my own strength.
So what happens at the event on September 12th? It's a training session, correct, Dave?
Correct. Yeah. Last year we were there in the Archdiocese. We had a couple hundred people from 20 some parishes.
Yeah, I heard you couldn't fit any more in.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was really a thrill to be there and a privilege. And we taught on the first of three courses that make up the Christ-like process. And the whole process is aimed at making missionary disciples. And so last year we taught on discovering Christ, the first piece about how do we encounter Christ? How do we lead anybody and everybody, the unbaptized, you know, people from other world religions, atheists, agnostics, the dropped out Catholics and other Christians, as well as those in the pews to understand the meaning of life is found in the person of Jesus. So we trained on how to do that course. This year we'll be back to train on the two following courses that build on discovering Christ, following Christ and sharing Christ.
Okay,
September 12th,
and it's at the seminary, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
All right.
It'll be all day on Saturday the 12th.
All right. And let me give the phone number for the Office of Evangelization. Then we'll take a quick break and we'll also take some calls. Here's the number to call if you're interested in going from the parish. It's 313-237-4683. 313-237-4683. I really need to stress that if you haven't registered already, you better check it out because, again, as Dave said and as we heard and talked about on the air a couple months ago, the last session was packed. I think it was sold out. I don't think they could fit anybody. I think it was in the gym at the seminary, wasn't it, Dave? I'm trying to remember. I think it was at the seminary gym. But anyway, it was packed. So give this number a call, 313-237-4683, for more information from the Office of Evangelization about this latest Christ Life session for training for the three-step evangelization process that continues to change lives and transform parishes. Again, 313-237-4683. That's the number to call for information and registration for the event on September 12th at the seminary. To call us with a question, or maybe you've been in Christ Life, maybe you're a Christ Life leader, and you'd like to chat with Dave, our phone lines are open, 877-573-7825. You're listening to Ave Maria Radio and EWTN's Catholic Connection. We'll be right back. You know, one of the issues that we were discussing with Father John Ricardo yesterday when Janet and I sat down with our camera for a conversation with him about a number of different topics is this whole idea of the darkness out there. And Father John was very honest, as he always is, and said, look, it's pretty grim and it's probably going to get even worse for the church in terms of persecution. But at the same time, Father always gives us a reason for hope and says to look at what's going on in terms of the excitement and the tools and the opportunities for evangelization. And one of them, of course, is Christ Life. But we also have, and Dave, I know you can weigh in on this, very easily. If you look at all the different resources that are now available for Catholics compared to when you and I were growing up, I mean, it's phenomenal. In addition to the explosion of Catholic radio and Catholic television, you look at the Bible studies, you look at the DVD series, you look at the apologetics materials that are available, you look at the women's conferences, the men's conferences, there really is an explosion of evangelization going on.
That's right, yeah. It's you know, it really is the case. Where sin abounds, grace super abounds, and that's what we're experiencing. You know, it's a time of great challenge, which is going to only increase in terms of the challenges. But that's where the gospel always thrives. It's an opportunity for those who are in Christ, you know, really to present this is the truth. This is where you're going to find life. And that's where we find ourselves. And it's only going to increase, you know.
So who should be attending this event on the 12th?
The primary people, Teresa, ought to be those who are already doing the Discovering Christ conference. Others, you know, who are interested could come along. They'll miss that first piece of training. It really was intended for all those parishes that got going with Discovering Christ to learn how to do Following and Sharing Christ courses. But certainly if people were interested, this will give them an idea, you know, of the kind of training we do. It's hands-on. It really is not just didactic teaching, but really engaging them in learning some dynamics that really help make disciples and help send people on mission. So really, anyone could come. It would be primarily for those who are already doing the Discovering Christ course or doing all three courses.
Are you were you taken by surprise when Christ Life took off the way it did?
Yeah, I'm actually very humbled. You know, it's only been 7 years since we started to commit the courses to DVD, and now it's something like 50,000 people have been through Discovering Christ. It's in something like 7 countries. It's 500 parishes here in the United States. You know, it's opening up opportunities. You know, Archbishop Laurie had us come and train his senior staff and then had it presented, the Discovering Christ course presented to all the central services of the Archdiocese. And so here we have something like 50-some, you know, parishes that are doing the Christ Life course. It's very humbling, but it's so thrilling because it's changing people's lives and transforming their parishes. When the pastor's on board and he sees this is a way that I can really respond to the Pope's call to make missionary disciples, I can do this, I can make this, it's very practical, it's very doable for us as Catholics to enter into this.
What are some of the positive fallouts that you see at the parish level in terms of activities? Have you done any follow-up research on the parishes that have incorporated Christ Life?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, one of the significant things that's happening is I've had a number of pastors say to me their homiletics have changed. You know, they'd say, you know, at first they'd say, well, you know, this is, we always do this. You know, this is the same as we preach in our homilies. But then they'd say, you know, they're coming to some of the courses, they're particularly the first one, and they're seeing people having these major conversions. Whether they're in the pews, you know, faithful Catholics, but they're encountering Christ in a personal way for the first time, or a drug addict, or somebody from another world religion. And so as they're listening to the DVD teachings, they're learning something about the style and the way we are relevant to our contemporaries and our language, and also the fact that we're really calling for people to respond. We're actually expecting that people need to make a decision. So it's affected homiletics. It's affecting community, people feeling the call to need and to live in relationships as a result of the courses. So, you know, some really, really good fruit.
Well, Dave, appreciate your time this morning. I know how busy you are. I won't be here for that event. I was telling you during the break I'll be speaking in North Carolina at the Eucharistic Congress, but we'll continue to promote it and help you pack the place, because I don't think it'll be too difficult, because, my goodness, you actually couldn't fit any more into the gym at the Major Seminary. The parking lot was overflowing, so that's great news.
Here's
a number again, 313-237-4683, 313-237-4683. This is coming up at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit. It's an important training day if you've already taken part or would like to take part in Christ Life three-step evangelization process. Again, that is Dave Nodar, the founder of Christ Life, says is changing lives and transforming parishes. Saturday, September 12th, right around the corner, just about a month away. But again, really recommend that you call now, because the last event was at capacity or even bigger. 313-237-4683. Dave, good to speak to you again. God bless you. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks, Teresa. Take care.
313-237-4683. We will take a break and then come back for our national and international hour of Catholic Connection, co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN. Hope you're having a blessed Thursday. Appreciate your support. And you can give us a call if you have a question for our guests. Of course, a number, 877-573-7825. We'll be right back.